الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, these ayat are known as the ayat of qisas. They contain certain rulings, injunctions and commandments from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding qisas. And what is qisas? Qisas in Arabic literally means likeness. It means to return like for like. And in Sharia, qisas refers to an even retaliation of a crime that is committed against the body of a person. Even retaliation of a crime that is committed against the body of a person. And this even retaliation, this qisas, is totally permissible, provided the condition, the shart, the condition or the principle of equality is found, then it is totally permissible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later in this verse clarifies this. Allah says, what do we mean by this equality? فَمَنِ اعْتَدَى, that person, whoever has to aggress, that فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ, that aggress upon that person in the similar or in the like manner that he has aggressed upon you. So in simple terms, qisas is actually killing or wounding another person in the like manner. And Sharia has allowed this, provided the condition of equality is taken into full consideration. Now here comes the rulings. If a person has to kill another person, then the killer himself is totally responsible and reliable. He is responsible. And if, number two, second ruling is, if the family of the deceased has to make the killer maaf, if they have to forgive him, but not really, then he is responsible for the diya, the blood money, which is actually a compensation that he will have to pay the family of the deceased. So these are the two rulings that come in this verse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O you have brought iman, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumul qisas, that qisas is even retaliation, has been furida, has been prescribed upon you in the case of murder regarding the murdered ones. And then Allah explains, al-hurru bil-hur, that a free person for a free person. In other words, if a free person is the killer and if he has to kill somebody, he has to kill somebody, then he cannot put his abd, his slave, in place of him to be killed. Rather, he himself will have to be killed. Wal abdu bil abd, and a slave for a slave. Wal untha bil untha, and a female for a female. فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ. And then Allah says, that listen, that person who is forgiven by his brother, in other words, by the family of the deceased, that is the killed one, if they have to make him maaf, if they have to forgive him, but not totally, then فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, they can still pursue the case, and they can still ask for a compensation with courtesy, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ, and this person will then have to pay the diya money, or the blood money as we say, he will have to pay it بِإِحْسَانٍ properly. Allah said, ذَلِكَ, that, referring to what? That acceptance of the diya money is actually a takhfif, is a relief from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the killer. Otherwise, his life will also have to be taken. But if they make him maaf, then he can give the diya money in place of his life. Allah says, consider that as a relief from Allah and a rahmah and a mercy from the side of Allah. Then Allah says, فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, and whoever crosses the bounds and the limits after that. In other words, if a person has to file a case or a doubtful case of murder against a person, or if a person has to reopen the case after forgiving the killer, if you have to reopen the case, Allah says, فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, then let him know for him is a painful punishment. And then Allah says, explains in conclusion, what is the hikmah of qisas? Why do we do this qisas? Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ. Outwardly it seems that in qisas, you are taking the life of another person, or you are wounding him in a similar manner. So taking a life of a person, it seems, where is the life in it? You are taking the life of somebody else. Allah says, in qisas there is life. The hikmah is that qisas does not take away the lives of people. Rather, qisas gives lives to people. What do we mean by this? This qisas serves as a law or a deterrent law from the side of Allah. It stops speech, stops people from killing other people. Why? When a person knows that if he has to kill somebody, then he knows that this is what is going to happen to his life will also be taken, then he will stop killing other people. So, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ. Allah says, in qisas there is life, Why? Because the lives of people are then saved. Ya ulil albab, Allah says, for all you who people who understand, la'allakum tattaqun, so that you can gain taqwa, so that you can protect yourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding of these laws. Wa aflu da'wana alhamdulillah.